Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My story today will continue where I left off last time, the moment Jesus died on the cross. At that moment, I am confident the emotions were running high with the surrounding events that were happening when Jesus' head drooped forward, which is where I will open my story. Jesus, while on the cross, breathed his last breath and spoke his last words and then died. It was at this moment, over at the Jewish temple, an amazing thing happened. There is a heavy curtain that separates the room of the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. It's a huge drape made of fine linen colored blue and purple with scarlet yarn, and embroidered is a gold cherubim into the tapestry. All by itself, it ripped in two from the top to the bottom, opening the room to the rest of the temple where people could gaze into the sanctuary of the Holy of Holies. A great earthquake struck, ripping open tombs where the dead had been buried. Those who had put their trust in Jesus and died were now coming up from the tombs, just like Lazarus did. One Roman centurion, who was keeping watch over Jesus' body, saw all these things happening around him and was struck with fear in his heart, and he muttered these words, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Joseph, a rich man from Arimathea, had made preparations for the body of Jesus. He wrapped the body of Jesus in a clean linen cloth and laid him in a newly carved tomb. He then rolled a large stone in front of the mouth of the tomb, sealing it so no one could disturb the body. The Roman governor sent Roman soldiers over to guard the tomb and put a Roman seal on the stone so that it was legally sealed with instructions not to be opened. Now, this was Friday night, the day that Jesus died. If it was anyone else who died on the cross, this would be the end of their story. In the case of Jesus, he's no mere mortal man, but God incarnate. Which means you'll have to return to hear my next story to see what happens on Sunday, the third day. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.